Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around.
I've known about you.
Hello, everyone. My Swiss boat sort of went crazy for a moment. Tonight we are going to do things a little differently tonight. We are having Nathan Vardy on the show. And tonight we are just going to take Twitter questions, Facebook questions, no live calls. You know, so treat Nathan and I like crazy for the next 35 minutes or 40. And, yep, let's have a fun night, guys. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, Carly. How are you?
Good. So we have so much to talk about because, you know, General Hospital, there's a lot of stuff happening. But I just want to say, on the prime time, little complaint. Okay. You know, I love that Blackest was on Wednesday. I hear when you guys moved it to Tuesday because I feel like Tuesday.
Yeah. What do you watch on Tuesday that's conflicting?
What do I watch? well, it's not conflicting, but I mean, like Chicago Fire and all that. And mm-hmm. I just loved it how they, you guys had it with the mom and family block. And I just thought it was a better kind of block for you guys. Why did you guys move it to Wednesday? Tuesday, was there a reason why?
Yes, there was a reason. Blackish has been, as you know, critically acclaimed over the past few years, and it's gained more and more of an audience. It's become really popular. So we were looking to open up a new night of comedy last year. We started a new four-comedy block on Tuesday nights last year, starting last October, I believe. And we're looking for another big show. Unfortunately, there was a show called The Real O'Neills, which was canceled in May, and it was a perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a perfect opportunity to bring in Blackish because we feel like it's going to be a tentpole show to really get things started on our new Tuesday night show. So we're going to do the last season in the middle at 8 o'clock and then Fresh Off the Boat at 8:30, Blackish at 9 o'clock, and then a brand new show called The Mayor, which everyone thought fit perfectly with Blackish. And then we go into one of my new shows at 10 o'clock called Kevin Probably Saves the World. So I think Tuesday nights is going to be really fun. It's a great night of television, 3 hours of great television, and I think those comedies really go well with the 10 o'clock show, which is the new Jason Ritter show. So I understand sometimes a little difficult, you know, with schedule changes, but I think this one is actually going to work, and we're really excited to start that next Tuesday, October 3rd.
Yeah, it's funny that they are coming back next week when you have a lot of the primetime shows coming back, you know, this week. I'm like, oh crap. Sorry.
Well, we're trying to spread it out a little bit. So we had a big premiere on Monday night for The Good Doctor. And our Wednesday comedy block and Designated Survivor premiere tonight. Grey's Anatomy and How to Get Away with Murder premiere tomorrow. But then we have some, you know, great big premieres next week, too. The Tuesday night comedies are going to be premiering on Tuesday, October 3rd. Kevin Probably Saves the World. And then on Thursday, October 5th, Scandal returns for its final season after an all-new Grey's Anatomy. So that's, we just kind of spaced them out a little bit.
Well, yeah, and that's good. I mean, a lot of people are not liking the fact that Scandal is in its last season, and people are not happy about Modern Family having their last season. So.
Oh, no, Modern Family, it's the middle that's having its last season.
Okay, well, because there was a report, I don't know.
Modern Family's been renewed for at least 2 more years.
Okay, good. Then I don't have to send you a very non-nice email. And I will, but we have so many to-do questions, which is ridiculous. There's so much right now that everyone is writing in with the Lexi, Christina Parker thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather it be Christina and Valerie myself. I just believe, they have some chemistry there. And I really think that, I thought that during the nurse's ball, and then when they were having that first kiss, I'm like, okay, they have to be together. That is hot. But,
right.
There's Carlos Sue. There's a lot of people want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Since Ashley Zone has been a bright addition to ZH, why is there a lack of screen time with Parker and Christina? I'm not asking this, a fan is, so there.
Well, yeah. Look, we heard a lot of people say they wanted to have Christina and Parker have that story continue. We tried to find a time where it made sense with the actor's schedules to sort of continue on with the story. And coming up, I know Lexi, the actress who plays Christina, she has been lucky enough to get a recurring role on a primetime series. So, it's going to be a little bit off and on just because we have to deal with actor schedules.
Well, yes, people, I've said that for the past couple of months. Calm down,
exactly.
People.
I know.
Calm down.
The scheduling sometimes is what makes the stories once in a while disappear. We obviously, we have Christina on a recurring basis, so we didn't know that actress was going to get another part. We're thrilled for her that she got another part, and I think it'll be fun for fans to see her in a new character on a different show. However, we just, when stuff like that happens, it disrupts our schedule a little bit, so we have to put a little bit of a hold on it until we can pick things up later on at some point.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can see that. Renee Mexico, whatever, from Twitter, there's so many Liz and Franco fans and wondering if there will be wine bears in the future. They say, no, Nathan, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, so what's going on with that?
What's going on with that is I think this fall, it's starting ever since Franco kind of got back into town, but Franco and Liz have a really interesting story coming up that will cross a little bit with the Jason storylines as well. I think it's really interesting. It's dramatic, it's emotional. So I think the Franco and Liz fans will be happy, as we continue this great story.
Well, that's great for them. That's great for those fan bases. I personally want to see Liz and Griffin. Enough of this Griffin and Ava. I am not buying this. I am not being sold on this because Griffin needs to lose his little head and remember what she did to Morgan. And
but don't you think Griffin and Ava are kind of interesting characters to put together? I just think that they have a lot of, for lack of a better word, I feel like both of the characters have a lot of baggage. So sometimes when you hint at putting some characters with some interesting baggage attached to them, I think once in a while that's pretty impactful. So we'll see. Look, nothing's set in stone yet. It's kind of beginning, and we've kind of hinted and teased at it. I don't know for sure if that'll end up following through into some huge romance, but they are two people who have been through a lot in their lives, and this is going to be interesting because I think Griffin will face some conflicting feelings about his priesthood and whether or not he should continue with the priesthood or do something else. Or, he's a little conflicted about how he feels for Ava. And Ava is too. So I think it's at least worth exploring.
Well, it's worth exploring. But, Griffin needs to know that Ava went along with Julian with the order of Duke, his father. And that needs to be said. It needs to be some kind of little conversation throwing in there because I just thought think, yeah, Ava set herself on fire, people. It's not like Sunny and Carly Dowster with flames, people. She did this to herself. And for me, when you always kill a Carson kid, for me, the moment she did that, she was not on my good list. I mean, she wasn't on my good list before, but that did not help her.
Right, but you have to remember, Carly, you're also a very big fan of Carson, so anybody that oversteps their boundaries, you're always going to protect them. So, you know, you just kind of have to have an open mind, and I think obviously we all have our favorites, and the fans are very vocal about that. So I think it's, you know, obviously what you're saying about Ava's involvement with Julian and the whole thing with Morgan and Duke. I mean, obviously there's plenty of time for that to come out and perhaps that will be something that they have to face down the road. So got to keep watching.
Well, yes, people, keep watching. okay. So, Lante, quotes. Let me ask you, any fans of Lante getting still enough revolving around the kids? Fans of this couple have gotten so little, but with no decent payoff.
Yeah, there's a great story coming up. I think, you know, now that, you know, we've done a lot of stories, like you said, focused around the children and the kids on the show, I think Lulu will start to kind of feel that itch of, you know, she loves being a mom, but she also misses having a job too. And I think that is starting to kind of gnaw at her. So I think it'll be interesting to see as we move forward, to see where, you know, to kind of explore with Lulu what makes sense, for her to have some kind of a job and see where her interests are at this point in her life. And
well,
I think it's really
relatable
too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would love to see more Maxie and Lulu because I think their friendship is one of the great friendships on the H and really in daytime, since they have a lot of the same parents' baggage. Well, no, the same father's baggage. You know, so will we be seeing any of that coming? You know, a little with Maxie and Lulu because, you know, I think
yeah, absolutely,
that
we
needs
will.
To
and,
be done.
And yeah, definitely. And there's something that's going to perhaps happen to Maxie down the road. Can't really tell you what that is, but it's definitely going to involve Lulu as she's there to be by her side as a friend. So really, again, really fun stuff coming up in the next 2 to 4 months.
Ooh, very exciting. With Steve Bertin coming on, which is great. I'm listening, gonna see how this plays out, people. But people are worried that Steve there, Billy is there. Are we gonna end up having to lose Billy because the overall sense I've been getting is they don't want to lose Billy. They are having Steve's home. But they would like both of them.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't want to ruin the story because I think it's a really interesting story and I want to let it unfold on television. But we're definitely not losing Billy, and there is going to be a super interesting twist that that will explain all to our viewers. So, again, my favorite phrase, just keep watching. You'll soon find out how it's all going to play out.
And see, yeah, and that is a very good little phrase you always say.
it's my favorite.
Are we going to get a new opening anytime soon? Since
yes,
since Steve and, you know, there's a lot of other people not in the opening, and I just think, you know, I mean, we haven't had a new opening in, what, a year or two, I thought. About you?
Well, we've switched out the photos a few times. We haven't added a new opening since we had the 50th anniversary. So this has been the same opening since we've had the 50th anniversary. But we do continuously trade out the photos of the talent on the show.
Oh, awesome, people. See, I asked that, people. There's a lot of Julie and Alexis fans wanting to know where their story going to come. I mean, Julie and Zale for 20 years, people.
Yes, you have to remember Julian did go to jail, and then in real life,
yeah.
You know, we obviously in real life we went through a contract renegotiation with Will DeVry, and the great news was he decided to continue with us all at General Hospital, which we're super excited about. So there is, if you know, trust me, he will be back on the canvas pretty soon, but there is going to be a little bit of delay, like there was a little bit with the Franco character and Roger Howarth. So yes, we will continue that story, but again, I think fans will just be needing to be patient for a little bit longer until we can get Will back to work and those episodes on the air.
Yeah, I'll let him just be alone time in Pentonville, just alone, not 20 years, people, but just alone time, like, I don't know.
It's definitely coming, and you have to remember too. You know, once he's back on screen, there is a definite story that has to be told. There's a lot of stuff that has to be addressed, and most importantly, the character is in jail, so that is going to be a factor of the stories coming up in the months to come as well.
Well, I mean, that is really good, and there's a lot of J-Tam fans wanting to know, you know, what is going to be happening. I know you can't say that much.
Nope.
But, you know, I know. Put Nathan in you guys. I always feel bad for them.
I know you guys try. I respect you guys for trying, but you guys, it's going to be a spectacular story. I think you're going to enjoy it a lot. So, there's lots for Jason Sam fans coming up. This is really an exciting time to be watching the show.
Well, yeah, and Fred Zunke on Twitter did ask if there's any plans to bring back with this family. You know, they've said for years that we would love to see Liz's, you know, dad back. We really don't know who her mom is. We've never really seen Liz's mom on screen.
Mm-hmm.
So would that ever, you know,
yeah, I mean, there's always a possibility. I think, you know, as years go on and months go on, I think, you know, when the time is right for an appropriate story, I think that is definitely in the cards. But again, story has to be right and has to have some kind of impact. So our writers continue to always think of, you know, what's coming up in the months and the next year to come. So never say never on this show, that's for sure. You never know who's going to pop up next.
Yes, and people are missing Epiphany lately. You know, people want to see more Epiphany and Milo. You know, which I find very, like you said, interesting couple. Those, that is one of the interesting couple that I would have never thought about putting together.
Yeah, I think that's been fun. And look, the actor who plays, you know, they are very much part of the General Hospital family, and we try to play the recurring character as much as possible, but it also has to make sense. One of my things that I don't like is just to see people in the background. So if they're going to be on the
mm-hmm.
show, I like them to have some kind of a purpose. And even if it's a small story, I like to have them be involved in some kind of story.
Well, yeah, and like, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. And like, also with Dr. O, too. I mean, you know, I mean, she was very heavily, people remember this, in July and August. I mean, she kind of made Hayden go out of town. Dr. O, I love Kathleen, and she knows I do, but come on, Kathleen. Hey, you know, Dr. O, that was bad what you did, but. You know, you kind of need Dr. O on there to kind of screw people's lives up for a little while, because she is so darn good at it, people. So,
she
yeah.
is good at it. She's great at it, and there's going to be something that is coming up in, you know, in the weeks and months ahead that will involve Dr. O. So that's good news for Dr. O fans out there.
With the Nathan and Amy storyline, and which I find very interesting, Nathan and Amy, before you trigger me, you guys, I love Nathan and Maxie, okay? But it has been a very good storyline, because Kristen Stones was gone for a little while, and then
right.
God Ryan to be on screen, and we like didn't have to lose him while Kristen was gone.
Right,
so,
yeah, you nailed it. It's not a romantic story. It was because Kristen Storch is gone for a while, and we needed to keep the role of Nathan active. So the writers came up with a story for Nathan and Amy. I think is really interesting. And actually, there's a little bit more to come of that story, which is going to turn into another really emotional story, which I think will resonate with viewers quite well. So that is coming up soon too.
I mean, yeah, I love that you have Christina and Amy living together, like another really good little thing, because it actually sort of works for that. I'm kind of intrigued by, that, because it's a very unique relationship. I mean, when you have Booklet, Emma and Valerie, Christina together for the Nurses Ball with Amy with the song, I thought this year was incredible. The way you just had the photos up there, and I just thought it was really well done, because in a way, Brooklyn, who I adore, got to almost be in a, with the biggest, was finally able to, see the incredible singer. But I kind of loved it that you had almost different ages up on there with, so... What was, and I know it's months off, and everyone keeps asking if they're going to be in this as well again, and I tell people, okay, people, we are in September.
we are only in September, but it's going to be here before we know it. Look, we're going to go into April 1st is our 55th anniversary, so this would definitely be a year that we would be in favor of continuing the Nurses Ball. I think it's really important to the show, to the history of the show. We always want to do the Nurses Ball, and again, it's just a financial conversation, so fingers crossed we can find another great sponsor. We've been very lucky in the last 5 years finding great sponsors, and I'm confident we'll find another sponsor, and we'll probably do it again in the spring.
Awesome. Yeah, everyone looks forward to that. And please have the guys have their little sexy number, bring that back. I know they gave the guys a year off. Well, people, it's time for it. But, like, I thought last year, Nurses Ball, in a way, it almost had a theme. It had a theme with all these couples going through what they were going through, and with all the songs, you guys had, was almost like you were like throwing a song with all these different couples. Like, it's not over with. Eden did a great job, but that was for like the Carson fan. There was half, the Faith one, I really thought it was for the whole cast. But the one that, did incredible was Hallelujah at the end. That was it was a brilliant way to do it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. It was great.
It was. It really was. I have to
And last year was fun, too, because we really did. We were trying to honor all the great famous musicians who kind of passed away in the last year or two, and so it was more of a tribute to those phenomenal musicians over the years.
Well, yeah, because last year there was, it was like bing, bing, bing in Hollywood, and I'm like, okay, this is not funny. I'm glad it stopped for a while. It was, losing those Michael and was like a really big blow, but when you had like all these music guys passing away, I was glad Zeno Hospital and the Nurses Ball did that. It was, I think, a really good way to do it, and it was like really tastefully done. And yeah.
No,
and
thank you.
Think,
yeah, I thought they did a great job too. So I appreciate you saying that.
Yes, and Ned and Olivia fans, what is going to go on with those two, because they are just married they don't let them have big problems now that we got them married. Thank God. But is there any fun thing coming up for them?
Yeah, there's always going to be fun. You know, Olivia and Ned are, since they got married, they're living with Monica at the Quartermain Mansion. So there's going to be some fun conflict coming up in the holiday episodes between Monica and Olivia because they're such different fun personalities that kind of butt heads a little bit. So I think that'll be fun coming up. And then Ned, we have perhaps crossing in a kind of a business story with Michael at ELQ. And, you know, Michael is very young to be a CEO. So we might be getting into a little bit of, you know, Ned rejoining ELQ, but finding that it's a little challenging when you report to such a young CEO. So that's all being worked on and coming down the pipeline too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying the Michael and Ned scenes. They are really, really good. You know, and I'm just like, okay, those two can work together on this family thing. But I just, what I loved about the Ned and Olivia wedding, you know, for a moment, the Quartermains were center stage for, you know, a couple of days. Having, you know, Dylan and Michael and Dante and Ned with the bachelor party that, you know, could have got them all thrown in jail for doing that little, for Dylan doing what he did. But it was, for the fans, they kept saying it was nice to see the Quartermains, you know, having a storyline for a little while all together. It was kind of nice.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, absolutely. That was one of my, that was a great wedding. I thought it worked beautifully and heartfelt, funny, emotional. It was just kind of the perfect wedding for longtime General Hospital characters and for the fans. So I thought our writers did a brilliant job with that.
Well, yes. And Twitter question just came in that they, so let's see. Leah Curry wants to know what's going to happen with Kevin, Lola, and Kevin?
With who?
Kevin and Laura.
Oh, Kevin and Laura, sorry. Kevin and Laura, you know, Laura was on a little bit, or Jeannie Francis was on a little bit of extended vacation, so we have her back on the canvas soon, and I think everyone's going to be pleased when she returns, and Kevin and Laura's romance is going to continue. You know, is there talk of them maybe getting married? Do you think it's time? I don't know.
Yes.
We'll have to find out. So that's all. Might be questioned down the road.
Well,
great.
Then it would be.
Carly
it
wants
be.
It, and we'll get it done.
Yeah, Carly. Well, Carly has a little bone to pick with you. Well, it's not your fault. I know you don't want this. So, but you have my little baby kidnapped, Spencer. Okay. So, with the whole kidnapping, I loved that you know, you got Sunny and Laura in scenes together because they both love Spencer. And by having Garvey, you know, ask for ransom, that was so really low than Maggie and I were talking about. It was really low. I mean, Sunny has more money than God. So really, you know, for Garvey not to ask for more for me, I'm like, wait a moment. That did not make sense to me. So, Nathan, please explain yourself.
Your question is, why didn't Garvey ask for more money?
Yes. Yes, because Sonny would have paid anything to get, you know, his little Spencer back, his mini little Spencer, mini little Sonny back. So, yeah.
Well, you know, I think maybe Garvey was just asking for the amount that he needed to get by on. So that's how I would explain it. It's
well,
just a number. It's just a number that's being thrown out. And I think, you know, maybe Garvey didn't want to be overly crazy with the amount of money he was asking for. Remember, too, Sonny had some of his money held up in Carly's name before they got to get back together. So, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's that's just kind of what the number the writers came up with. That's the best explanation for that.
I know, but will we see any more Sunny and Laura scene coming up? Because Monique Bernard and Jeannie Francis have always worked well together, and their love for Spencer just, you know, helps the bond more.
Right.
And, you know, they both lost sons that died, too. So, I mean, there's a whole
Yeah, they have a great connection together. And, you know, look, like you pointed out, they work really well when Spencer's in the picture. So, obviously, Nicholas is shooting his Disney Channel show, but we always keep an ear open to see if there's any hiatus weeks on the, you know, in his other show that allows him to be on our show. So we always want him back whenever his schedule permits it. So hopefully we'll get to see him back sooner than later.
You know, yeah, if it were up to me, everyone knows he would not even be gone off our screen. But you know that whenever he does come back, him and Sunny need to be in at least a couple of scenes, because a lot of fans were complaining that Spencer got to walk in the police station, and then 2 days later, Sunny ends up in the hospital, and Spencer is off to boarding school. And then a lot of fans were saying, why didn't Spencer and Laura just stop by the hospital on their way out to, you know, give Sunny a hug and, you know, say, I hope your leg feels better?
Because Spencer had to go to his other show, so that's all the time we had for Spencer for the summer, unfortunately, but we hope to have him back in the future.
Well, yes, and what is the plans for really all of them? I mean, you know, with Steve Burton being back, and I know you cannot ask, you know, say anything, but I think, you know, with that, I mean, almost every character on that show right now is going to be in the storyline a little, because, I mean, this storyline, I think, is just not about, you know, Jason, Sam, Elizabeth, you know.
You're very right. Everyone is impacted by this, so it's going to be interesting to see how it all unfolds, because, like you said, you know, the Steve Burton character touches a lot of people's lives and interacts with a lot of different characters on the show. So I think it's going to be a great opportunity for a lot of different characters to be showcased as we wrap up 2017.
Well, yeah, and then I'm loving the Joss and Oscar stuff. They have become a really cute couple over time. And so we're going to see more of that happening.
Sorry, I was just reading one question on Twitter. What was your question again? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, the Jocelyn,
Jocelyn
Oscar
yeah.
romance.
That is going to heat up over the next, you know, couple months too. That has something to do with Steve Burton's return as well. So that one's super interesting. It's a lot of fun stuff coming up with Jocelyn Oscar. And some big surprises.
Yeah. And you know, my next question, please, no, it's not a question, I'm telling you. Please have Sunny and Carly and Jocelyn and Avery get back under one roof. It's time, Nathan. It's time. It's past time. So
keep
can
watching.
You tell me anything?
I can't. Keep watching.
Of course you do that to me, okay?
I know. I would give it away. I don't want to give it away. It takes the fun out of it.
Okay, so what's going to... Okay, a little tidbit of what's going to go on with Carson.
With who? With Carson? What'd you say?
Like any upcoming good storyline for Carson together? I mean, I know Carson together, but are we going to see them more with the mob and more together and more with their kids?
I would say yes, all of the above. Great story ahead for, obviously, you know, like you said earlier, the Steve Burton thing will cross with many characters, including, you know, a very interesting past with Sonny, which will involve Billy Miller's character and Steve Burton. It'll impact Sonny Carly. It impacts, I mean, almost everybody on the campus. So it's a pretty big story.
Well, yes, and a lot of people are asking, you know, would Tracy ever come back? You know, it has, I mean, I know the Zane Elliott is retired, but do you think she will, I don't know, come back for like a couple of days because...
I mean, I would hope after she misses us, maybe, you know, it hasn't been that long since she's left the show. So just give it some time and maybe she'll be open to it, you know, down the road. She's an incredible actress and obviously we would love to have her back at any time, but it's going to be, you know, it's going to have to be the right story and Jane will want to have to do it herself. And I know she's enjoying her retired life right now. I think she's doing some acting on the East Coast and she's having a great time. So I think, you know, it's not going to be immediate, but definitely something we would be open to down the road.
Okay. Before I bring on Maggie, people are asking about what's going on with All My Children, One Life to Live. Is there going to be a reboot now that ABC got the rights back?
Well, there's not going to be a reboot on ABC because we don't have any slots for it. So we have The View, The Chew, and General Hospital, and that's all the slots that we have available. So it's not something that would be on the actual ABC network. However, we've been trying to go out to the different streaming companies and like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon to try to pitch the show to them of a possible reboot or even a collection of General Hospital episodes. So far, there's not a lot of traction on that, but obviously the network is going to continue to try to shop it around, and if somebody is interested, we'll have further discussions. But right now, we're still trying to see the interest, and that interest just isn't quite there to where we would like it to be. So I'll have to keep you posted on that.
Well, I just think because they've been gone for 5 years, it's, you know, I think we'll be hugging everyone that everyone wants to see back when everyone is doing other things right now. And, you know, I mean, you never know because did I ever think Will and Grace would come back? No. So people don't.
Well, I never thought Roseanne would come back either, and that's coming back.
Oh,
so.
Yes. That's my other question. Thank you. When
sure.
is that coming back? When
that
is Roseanne?
Is supposed to probably be the spring of 2018.
Oh, okay, because the way you know, everyone's been promoting it, I just thought, you know, it was going to come back, you know, now. But, oh,
well, we start production on it next week, and we're shooting only 8 episodes, and those will be out hopefully, you know, in sometime early 2018.
Cool. Okay, I will bring on Maggie. Hey, Maggie.
Sure.
Hey, Nathan. Hi, Carly.
Hey, Maggie. How are you? You know, I just saw an interesting question on Twitter. Someone asked, when will we start seeing Chris Van Etten's material? He has obviously taken Gene Passanante's role on General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to let
mm-hmm.
viewers know that his co-head writer material is going to be early October. So coming up in like a week and a half.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Wow. I have to have a nighttime thing because I love Somewhere Between. Can we get Rebecca on something else? Can you get Rebecca on something else?
that is not my decision. So I, you know, I'm glad she was cast in that. I didn't have anything to do with it. So, but yes,
yeah.
She's a very talented actress, and I'm glad that she landed on one of our ABC series. But I'm not in casting, so that's not usually a choice that I make on the prime, on, especially on shows. I don't work on that show. So, but I'm glad they cast her. I think she's fantastic.
Well, I love it. I love the whole. I didn't want it to end. It should have been, you know, longer. But that was the big question. And the other one was, well, naturally, thank you very much for Billy Miller to wake up now. To help
You're
out Sam. I was worried.
Yes, he was.
Well, good. That's what we can, you know, that's what we, you know, there's always got to be jeopardy to when those things happen. So glad we had you on the seat of your pants.
Yes. Well, you asked me from day one, right? so I'm an old timer with this. But I was talking to Carly. It's nice to get the hints, but in the old days, we had to sit back and wait to be surprised.
Yes.
You know, the social media nowadays, everything's so fast. And
I know. That's like, why if you don't like spoilers, I would definitely stay off of social media. That's for sure.
Thank you.
And people love to leak. People love to leak stuff out to the bloggers, and you know it gets out there. Unfortunately, we have people that have blobby mouths. So if you don't want the spoilers, I would say just try to stay off social media.
Exactly.
Yep.
I love my course in that, but the comedies are great. I think the Tuesday night lineup will really work out.
I do too. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I like that whole idea. And as long as you keep doing my General Hospital forever.
I hope it keeps going on. You know, also, not only are we going to be in our 55th season in April, in February, we're going to hit 14,000 episodes. So that's quite an accomplishment coming up in February.
14,000?
Wow.
Oh, I know. Isn't that crazy?
That is insane. Just ever since John Bernardino walked on the set, that kind of hooked.
That's awesome. Love to hear it.
Yeah. But you don't know what else is sports nut. I love when TVA comes on.
Good. I'm glad you asked this, Mandy. Ask this.
What's the question?
Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah, isn't he?
Brooke.
I never would have thought. It just didn't dawn on me that he would ever be interested, but I was so glad that they found out he was a big GH watcher as a kid, and it's been so fun to have him play this character on GH. He's done a marvelous job. I really enjoyed him, so thanks for mentioning him.
Any hints that maybe he'll be back soon?
He was just on, so definitely not the last we're going to see of him, so yes, he will be back.
Okay, great. Because on First Take, they surprised Stephen a few years with Sonny being there.
I remember,
that's all his whole, it was in him.
Exactly, I was so glad that they followed through, and he's been fantastic in this role. It's been really fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially if he's part of ABC, so it works out great. Contract, whatever. I can't think of the word right now. You don't have to step on somebody else's network.
Exactly. But before we let you go, I want to know if we will see more of the Curtis, Sonny friendship. There's just something there where, you know, it's really interesting. And, you know, come on, people. We lost Son a couple of years ago. Nathan, you know, I protested that one. You know that. So will we finally?
Did you guys read the exciting news about Brian Craig and he's going to be recurring on a CW show? Yeah.
Yes, he is.
So excited for him.
And
that girl he wanted to ask out. I just told him to ask her. Just ask her. Be lucky to go out with you. You know, he's a great guy.
I'm also seeing a lot of questions on Twitter saying, can we expect a marriage in the future between Franco and Liz? My response is, keep watching.
Well, that's why I didn't ask you. That's why I didn't ask you, because I know what you were going to say. So, you know, but when does William Devane, when he wants to know, when is his first air date back?
Will DeVry will be back sometime this fall. How about that? I can't give specifics right now, but
sounds good.
It'll be sometime this fall.
Maggie and I can wait, but, you know.
Good. It'll be here before you know it. It's almost October, so we're almost there.
Exactly.
They're all Zillion fans, so, you know. Is there anything else coming up on ZH that we need to know about? And also, please don't make Sonny a father for a while to any kid. He has enough kids. Maggie and I talked about
this. You know how potent Sonny is, so I don't know. It's hard.
He really is.
It's hard to keep that. Yeah, you can't help it. It's hard to keep that guy But no, there are no plans for any sunny new children coming up. So not that I know of,
no.
Anyway.
Well, okay.
Oh. Okay, if there was going to be another cousin baby, then that would be okay with me. Oh. But, you know, Sunny, you know, has a lot of kids. But,
he does have a lot of kids.
Oh. Yes, right. What about our big thing?
What?
Could he be Jocelyn's real father?
Yes. That's what I've been all
Which character?
Josh.
Sunny
Josh.
And Jocelyn. For us, we don't buy invested real estates. We buy.
You don't believe
you know,
it?
There, no,
nope.
There was
nope.
sex in the limousine, Nathan.
Oh,
and, you know,
gosh.
And yes, and the timing of that. And, yeah. You know, that's just been our thing for the last, I don't know, since Maggie and I met.
20 years?
Yeah, that's been like our thing.
Sounds
so,
like a Carly and Maggie conspiracy theory to me.
Well,
it
I
does,
know,
doesn't
but,
it?
Yes, it is. But before we let you go, with Inga Wallenmarker, joining the cast of Borden the Beautiful, what did that say for ZA? So, because, you know, I really don't
that
care.
That means Zach. We probably won't be seeing, you know, Jack's back anytime soon. But, you know, I don't know what the deal terms are over at Bold and the Beautiful. So, I don't know if it's contract or recurring. But obviously it's fun to see Jax on GH from time to time. And if he is available down the road, obviously we would love to see him, when he's available.
Okay. And the last question before we let you go, Michael O'Neill fans, what is going on with them? And will Carly finally stay out of their little love life? Because, you know, if Neil was going to kill Michael, she would have already done it. That's been my thing for the last couple of months.
No.
But you know Carly. Can she help herself? She's got to kind of get in there. She's got a definite POV. She's got a strong opinion. She is very protective of her children. So... I say strong women rule, so I support Carly.
Well, I know, and
it's
oh, and we also, before we let you go, we thought ABC was wonderful with the hurricane and how, you know, ABC did that Day of Giving.
Yeah, and I was so proud of everyone. We had so many, it was during their hiatus week, too. We had so many of the cast of General Hospital participate at the local Los Angeles ABC station for to man the phone banks. Thank you to all of our cast members who participated. There was another one just last week for more relief. And so our cast has really been stepping up, and I just want to personally thank everyone for participating who was in town during that hiatus week and went over to KABC to participate. It means a lot to everyone, of course, involved in the tragedies, and of course it means the world to me as well. So thanks to our we have the best cast in town. They're amazing.
We do.
Well, yeah, and but
very charitable.
Yeah,
you know.
Since Puerto Rico has been a mainstay for General Hospital for the last 20 years, will you guys be doing like a Puerto Rico stuff for ABC,
you know, it's a little hard. It was hard on General Hospital because right now we are really quite ahead with our stories. So we're a little bit more ahead than normal. And so it would, if we could have, you know, I mean, well, gosh, I wouldn't want to know this in advance because it's horrible. I don't want to wish tragedy on anybody.
No.
But it's just, you know, we just couldn't act fast enough to get something on air because we're too far ahead with the story. So this is why, you know, our cast made quite the presence at the local ABC station, and we're doing everything on the social media level that we can. But unfortunately, I don't think it's going to make it into at least the stories right now. Maybe in the new year, but right now we're just too far ahead.
Well, yeah,
so we're not
totally good. And we love it that you stopped by. And
thank you so much.
Please come
you're welcome.
Please. I know.
Absolutely. And happy. I'm on sets all day tomorrow on table reads, so I just want to say have a
cool.
great anniversary show tomorrow.
Oh, thank
you.
You
of course.
And also, yeah, can you come back for February 3rd? Because I have a feeling that February 3rd is going to get really good because of the anniversary and everything. So you have to.
Yeah, and in February, we're going to do the 14,000 episodes. So, it's you know, every month is great storytelling. It's going to be jam full of stories. So as I, you know, my other second phrase, if you don't love something one day or one week, you'll probably love something the next week. So, you know, it's just a lot of variety. And I know everyone doesn't love everything on the show, but if you keep watching, I feel like you're bound to find something you like.
Most
yeah,
definitely.
So, yeah, and don't worry, I will
always.
Keep in touch. And you
That's
will be
heart.
Back before the February episode of the 14,000 or after. So just keep me posted, Nathan.
I will definitely do so. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, have
Fantastic.
A great night.
Thank you.
You too. Bye, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye. Thank you. Very good interview.
Thank
Very
you.
Very good questions.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you
we want to thank everyone on Twitter for 504, you're on the air. 504, hello. Well, they don't want to talk to us. 229, do you have any questions before we go?
No, he answered mine. He said Pristina was going to continue. That's all I care about.
Okay, well, yeah, and, you know, I tried, everyone, to get to every Facebook and Twitter questions. So, and Nathan will be back in February. So, people, if you need to Twitter me, do a daytime 6976. And one little announcement before we go. Tomorrow at 12 o'clock West Coast time, Maggie, who are we having on?
Poindexter.
Yeah, Larry Poindexter will
doctor,
be here.
Yes. He was a doctor, and he's in so many primetime shows.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, 229, for calling in and listening. And we hope you have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Good night.
Okay. 504, are you there? Okay. So we are going to get off here early because we have a show tomorrow night with Larry Poindexter tomorrow afternoon. And then Friday night is our 8th year anniversary, Daytime After Dark, and that will be at 6 o'clock West Coast time. So, yes, have a great night, you guys. And Bobby and David, we missed you tonight. Yep, let's have a great night, and we will see you tomorrow, people.
Good night, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, Nathan, for calling. Bye-bye.
Yes. Thank you. Good night. Okay.